بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses speaks about the nature of man, and this particular topic or this particular example has been mentioned in the past as well, that man by nature is such that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him, puts him through some condition of difficulty or hardship, then naturally he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls out to him, he makes dua to him. But when Allah removes that difficulty, removes that hardship, and he finds himself in a condition of ease, condition of prosperity, then conveniently he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah mentions regarding the mushrikeen that they went one step further. And when Allah would remove the condition of difficulty from them and give them ease, give them prosperity, then not only would they forget to make dua to Allah, but they would now begin to plot and plan against the deen of Allah. So Allah mentions, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً مِن بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُمْ, that when we give man a taste of some mercy after some difficulty that had afflicted them, إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا, then very quickly they begin to plan and plot against our ayat, against our Quran, our verses. The mushrikeen of Makkah would constantly be in having concern and worry about how to derail deen, how to turn away people from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا, they begin to plan and plot and conspire against our verses. So, say to them, قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَعُ مَكْرًا, say to them, Allah is more swift in planning. In other words, whatever you want to plan against the deen of Allah, to try and turn people away from the deen of Allah, Allah's plan is faster than this, and Allah will preserve and protect His deen. And not only that, but if Allah had to, in our words, conspire against you or plan against you, then you stand no chance against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ رُسُولَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ, and then Allah reminds them that our messengers are writing down whatever you are planning, whatever your conspiracy is, our messengers are recording this. In the books of Aqidah it is mentioned regarding these rusul, these messengers, which we hear in the 30th juz, kiraman ka wa inna alaykum lahafidin kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Allah speaks about the recording angels. Each person has one angel on his right hand side, one angel on the left hand side, and commonly we hear their term, kiram and katibin. This is not their names, but rather these are the attributes of these angels. They are protective angels. They are there to record the amal, the deeds of insan, and they are kiram, they are noble, katibin, they are scribes. So these angels, one on the right hand side, one on the left hand side. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma's narration, he goes into detail regarding these angels, and he mentions that the angel on the right hand side, when a person does a good action, then the angel immediately records this action. And he then records it times 10. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Allah mentions that person who does a righteous deed, then he will get a minimum of 10 times its reward. So the angel on the right hand side then records the good deed times 10. And then he mentions the angel on the left hand side, who is deputed to record the evil deeds. When a person commits an evil deed physically, one is the person intends doing it, he plans to do it. Up until that point, there is no record of it. And then when a person physically carries out the evil deed, then this angel goes forth to write it down. And the angel on the right hand side tells him that, hold on, لَعَلَّهُ يَتُوب, perhaps this person will make tawbah. So he hesitates. And only when he sees that this person is not making tawbah, and he is not asking Allah to forgive him, then that evil deed is recorded. So nevertheless, these two angels are there. So Allah mentions, إِنَّ رُسُولَنَا يَكْتُبُونَ مَا تَمْكُرُونَ. Our messengers are recording whatever these people are planning and plotting, and this record will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. Of course, they will have to answer for it. Then Allah mentions, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَيِّرُكُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, that He is the one who enables you to travel by means of land and to travel at sea. So Allah has facilitated for you your transport, your traveling, and given you different modes of transport. And then Allah paints the picture of those traveling by sea. حَتَّى إِذَا كُنْتُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ, when you have now boarded your vessel whether it be a ship, a boat, whatever size vessel it is. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيحٍ طَيِّبَةٍ وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. And then Allah mentions these vessels begin to move and sail. And there is a pleasant wind, and these vessels are sailing with ease. وَفَرِحُوا بِهَا. And those who are on board these vessels or these boats are also pleased and content with the wind that is blowing, and they foresee a very easy and swift journey. Suddenly, جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. There is a gale force wind that comes to them. وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. And the waves come to them from all sides, from all directions. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they are now convinced that they are surrounded by the waves, and by the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they realize that the conditions have suddenly changed. What do they do? دَعَوُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They now call out to Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Now they sincerely and exclusively make dua to him. They don't call unto any of their idols or any of the other partners that they had associated with Allah, but they call only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِي. They begin making promises to Allah that, oh Allah, if you deliver us safely from this condition we find ourselves in, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Without any doubt, definitely we will express our shukr to you, our gratitude to you. In other words, we will be obedient to you. We will accept your deen. We will accept what you want us to do, what you want us to abstain from. So they make these promises to Allah. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Allah mentions that when he delivers them to safety, suddenly, immediately, they begin to rebel in the land. They begin to transgress بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, completely unrightfully. They do not have any right to behave in this manner, but they begin breaking the commands of Allah. So Allah cautions, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That, O mankind, your rebellion, your transgression is to your detriment. It will not harm Allah in any way, but it is to your own detriment. مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And what you are enjoying right now is mata'. It is a temporary enjoyment of this worldly life. Mata' in Arabic, this word refers to شَيْءٌ يُتَمَتَّعُ بِهِ ثُمَّ يَزُولُ. Something which you are able to take some benefit from, but it does not last. It is not everlasting. It will have to come to an end. So it is just mata', it's temporary, fleeting enjoyment. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then your return will be to us. فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we will inform you of every deed that you had committed. So that record is being taken, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will have this record read out to mankind. Each person will have to listen to or watch the reel of his life being played, and he will have to stand and answer for every deed he did. So this is a warning to the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, by extension to the rest of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Firstly, for us to be aware and conscious of these recording angels, that they are there on our right hand side, on our left hand side. We may not be able to see them, but the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stand more true than what our own eyes can see. One is, I can see you in front of me, you can see me in front of you. But that also we cannot trust 100%, because it is based on our own vision. The words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are even more true than this. So these angels that are on our right hand side, left hand side, we believe with 100% certainty that they are there. And this visualization or this muraqabah, inshallah, will assist a person in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in avoiding the displeasure of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.